Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Gimel, and last year we saw the distinction between the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The case was if someone had chamisha zeitim, 5 kazais of isur, and one by one he was came aware of it misafek, right? And then eventually discovered, oh yeah, that was really ayad chelev, meaning or each one after the other was, I'm not sure, was a chelev or shulam, a chelev or shulam, a chelev or shulam. And in that situation, we said Rabbi Shimon says yadiot sfeik kavo. We said the yadiot safek seem to be considered a yadiot. It differentiates between the two. Yet being chamesh chataot, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says probably absolutely not. Then towards the end of the shiur, we had a look at Shimon Lakish when it came to his opinion regarding it seemed to contradict his position regarding a tumat mikdash v'kadashav, because there he said the yadiot safek was not considered a yadiot. In other words, it wouldn't be enough of a yediyah to mechayim in the case of tumat mikdash v'kadashav. And we said the difference is here, is this yediyah tzafek is enough, if you like. Now, that was the yediyah, the knowledge of tumah, before you went in. Okay? So, here it said that Rav Shimon Lakish says that yediyah tzafek is considered a yediyah because this yediyah tzafek is mechayim v'korban. Fine. Now, what we try and look at is the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the assumption is Rabbi Yochanan says yediyah tzafek is not considered a yediyah. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Machlavishid Rabbi Yochanan, Taman hu omer nit kaper mikzat nit kaper kulo, v'ko amar hachin. So what this means is I'll show you here the plain Moshe because it's a bit hard to understand otherwise. He says, Hash de makshe Rabbi Yochanan, didei, that's Rabbi Yochanan's term. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said, yediyat safek is not considered yediyah. So the case where he had the yediyat safek 5 in a row and then realized, oh yes, I ate it all, no, he brings one korban and chatat for all of them. But that seems to contradict something else. That's the case of Shosha Zaytin, right? Which is Ma'adakama, someone ate Shloshak Azaisim and then he was only had knowledge of two. Okay? Now we said in that situation, he brings a korban on the two, then he doesn't have to bring korban on Shlishi. Vekasalka Dait from the Havamina is Dainu Taimed, the Kevan Shazover Bidiyah Rishona, since the original Yediyah was of Shnei Zaitin, it's like Have Kinista Peklo Ada Shlishi. It's a bit of a chiddush here, but that's me explaining it. The fact that didn't know third, it's like having Yediyah Tzafek, and that Yediyah Tzafek is like already considered like Yediyah. That's why the korban he bought for the two covers the third. So yediyat safek is my yediyah, whereas here it's saying it's not yediyah. That's effectively the kasha. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, you've got it wrong. Yediyat safek is not considered in Rabbi Yochanan across the board. It's completely different because he says, lo amar Rabbi Yochanan ela beyediyah achrona she'ein ba shum korban. Yediyah achrona shema korban is because, I'll just show you here again in Pnei Moshe, he says, mishum chakfar kiper mikzat achet beyediyat sheshnayim betchila. In other words, since kiper miktsat, meaning the two of the three, kiper kulo, that's his opinion. But yeah, that suffix is meaningless. It's nothing. Right? Shaykh gama shlishi, therefore, can apply to the third as well. Kiper kulo, the whole thing's mechaper boto korban. Veshuv ein yediyah achrona klum, that yediyah achrona is really nothing. But love the time of Rabbi Yochanan yediyah tzafik al shlishi havi yediyah. It's not because the yediyah tzafik is yediyah. Ela adar, it's opposite. So the ein yediyah tzafik klum, it's zero. That the last yediyah is insignificant because, not because it's insignificant, is because the yediyah achrona is because it's already kaper by the korban he brought for the first two in that other case. Okay? Aval gabi chamisha klum. It's meaningless again. Hilkach. Therefore, in the other case, the basic case of the five sfeikot, followed by a single yediyah vaday. Well, since yediyat tzafek is nothing, one korban chatat covers it all. Yafeh. That is the machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So let's continue. Hakol modim regarding the machloket, since we have raised it, Hakol modim everyone agrees. Shema ta rishona kayemet in the case where it was two korbanot, right? In other words, start again. Not two korbanot. It was a case where it was he ate three kezaisim, but only knew about two. We said if he brings a korban, then it's machloket whether it covers a third one or not. That was the nit kaper mitzat nit kaper kula. That was a debate. What happens though if before he brings it, he separated the korban for the two kazaisim, but then he realized he learns about the third one before he even brought that korban? In that situation, everyone agrees, well, the korban is separated for two, but you need one for three, so therefore it's nitcha the korban. That's what everyone's saying. The whole machloket is if after the fact he already brought for the two and then he discovers, oh, nit kaper mitzat kulo. The fact would make nit kaper some of the cover that even that one he learns about later, that's a debate. But if it's prior to the fact, he hasn't offered it yet, And then he was only separated for two, and now he needs a korban for three. The korban's now rejected. So the question is, how's it directed? Ma'aseh, but what's the. Now, the reason why this is important, because sometimes when you go to chatat, we've got certain situations where a chatat that's separate has to be left to die. The chamisha chatat metot. Is this one of those cases? Or is this just a mistaken case? What? How do we assess it? So Rabbi Yossi says, tluya bakapara, it's basically you've got to wait till this korban develops a mum, redeem it, and use the money to buy another korban. Right, so it's just like a regular psul. However, according to Rabbi Zera, no, kosher lo niret lo, he velo dameya meta miyad. He treats this as a situation of chatat shenitkapru ba'aleya. He treats this as a chat that's already its purpose has been achieved, and therefore it has to be left to die. Even though it says meta miyad, it has to be locked up and left to die. They don't kill it, but that's what it means. Not that you wait to develop a mum. That's a debate there regarding what to do in that case. Next. Achal chamisha zeitim v'donala besfeiko mishnit mana ubevenayam misha avra. So we're dealing with this melech again, this nasi. He ate five kseisim, and he only he already when he was a regular person, he was became a king, and he got made aware of the sfeik, the suffix when he was nitmaneh, got to his position, and then he stepped down ubevadayan misha avar. Now are bevadayan misha avar, even though the nusach he probably has bebetin misha avar. That's a shino girs I have here, but that's effectively the way Pnei Moshe explains it anyway. That's why I read it ubevadayan misha avar. So what's the case now? The assumption of the Gemara now is it obviously would depend on if it's Safik Yediyah is considered Yediyah. So if that's the case, al dat Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he'd be patur. Why? Because since the Aveira, this is Rabbi Shimon, right? Since the Aveira, not Rabbi Shimon, yeah, Rabbi Shimon, since the Aveira was performed when he was a regular person, and the Yediyah, even though it's a Safik Yediyah, because Safik Yediyah is Yediyah when he was appointed to the position, was. Like that's considered Yediyah. It's a two different statuses. Yediyah, the Maaseh and the Aveira and the Yediyah was two different statuses. Therefore, it'd be patur. However, call that to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Safik Yediyah is not considered significant. When was his real Yediyah? His real Yediyah when he's back to a regular person. So the Aveira and the Yediyah occurred both when he was a regular person. Therefore, be chayev. That's the assumption of the Gemara at this stage. The assumption of the Gemara is Safik Yediyah is not considered Yediyah across the board. Okay. So whether it's the Chumra or the Kula, but the Gemara questions that immediately. So Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, what are you talking about? So Ken Amar Rish Lakish, sorry, not Amar Rish Lakish. Ken Amar Rish Lakish diftor v'lo lechiyuv. In other words, why are you assuming that Rav Rish Lakish is saying that Safik Yediyah is Yediyah also Lakula? Maybe he's only saying it Safik Yediyah is Yediyah lechumra. You know, Safik Yediyah is considered Chumra to lechayev korban. Meaning the situation where we said it's enough to, since it's mechayev a korban hasham, as we said, if you like, that it is enough to differentiate, split it up in the case where he had these five separate yediyah tzafek, and then the one yediyah over all of them. That's tzafek it is yediyah, because that's mechayev in maltol korbanot. That's enough to mechalek, to differentiate. But why do you assume it's enough to be makil in this situation? We have to be careful here. Why do you assume it's makil in this situation where to establish it now as a yediyah being at a time where it's a different status? Why do they go together? Now, the reason why I said it like that, because again, this is very difficult to understand what the svara is here. Because if it's misafik and it's only machmir, then it should be a korban. How can you bring a korban like only because if you're just being machmir, has to be mikar din, you bring a korban. You can't bring a korban misaf, like, forget a sham taloi, but like, generally, if you're not sure the chayv to bring a korban and not talking about a sham taloi, then it's not so simple, right? So therefore, it must be saying is, when it's lichyuv to differentiate mechalek, that's when he's machmir to say it's yediyah. But for these purposes to exempt a person, in the sense that, again, the maaseh and yediyah are two different status of the individual. Who says he's makil there? Who says he considers that as being yediyah? So the Gemara says, "Ele kene achal chamisha zeitim, menodalo besveiko." So rather to say the case you want to use as another, if you like, nafkimin between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish is if someone ate five zeitim, v'nitvadalo besveiko ad shelo nirma. In other words, he ate it, and the yediyah tzafek was done when he was a regular person. And what happened? Nitmana, then he became the king. Uvadayo, Mishnitmana. And then he became a Once he became a king, that's when he discovered it's Vaday the Aveira. Oh, in that situation, we can understand. Adat Rav Shimon Lakish, do Amar Yediat Sfeiko, Kovato Lachatao, Chatao. Since the Yediat Safek in Koveya is, remember, that's enough to Mechayiv someone a Korba. And that's considered a significant Yediat, since the Yediat Safek occurred when he was already a. It was still, I should say, still a regular person voting mana. Therefore, the Aveira and the Yediat Safek, which is significant to Mechayev HaKorban, occurred when he was a regular person. It's in sync. Therefore, he's Mechayev HaKorban now. He's Mechayev HaKorban, meaning a Korban Vaday, even though the full Yediat only occurs when he's king. Because Yediat Safek is considered Yediat to the extent now that he's Mechayev, he's trying to bring a regular Korban. Okay? However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, again, so I'll read. Rishiva lakish du ama yediat sveko kovato lechata du amar chayev. Al dat Rabbi Yochanan we have du ama yediat sveko kovato ein yediat kovato lechata chataor du amar patur. Because Rabbi Yochanan in that situation yediat sveko is not enough to now mechayevim a korban in distinction from all the other yediat sveko like we learned in the case of all five. Therefore, it's not considered significant, and the only yediat we can is yediat vaday. And since yediat vaday occurred when he was king, and aver occurred when he was a regular person, there's a mismatch there, and that's why he would be patur. Okay, that is the debate now. Now, since we mentioned the Machlok, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Pnei Moshe says we go over again what we just mentioned a few lines above. Meaning, once again, this is back to the first, that case where it was, he ate three kezaisim, was only aware of two. And we said that if he offers a korban and learns about the third after the fact, is he doesn't need another korban a lot. That was a debate. Rabbi Yochanan says, he doesn't need to, Rishlakish says you do. But again, if however they hadn't brought that first korban yet and it was separated for two and now learns as three, then it's nidchet as we said. And what happens, Mayaseh, we just learned this about 2 minutes ago. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, tell you a kapara, it has to be yiredi, like for any general normal pasul korban, you just wait till it develops a mum. However, Amrav Zeira says, kol shelo nired lo haya lo. He says it's like a chatik shenikro and it's to be left to die. Okay, next case. This is another fascinating case. There's nothing is sweet. Yeah, I'll show you. Next, the next one. This is a beautiful question. What happens if he chatzi zayit, a half a zayit before he was king? Another chatzi zayit when he became king, and another chatzi zayit when he stood down. Now, what do we say? Bachi of Korban Taim Mitzdarfin. So the issue is as follows. He could only be Chayev if you like, the full Kazait was in one status. Okay? In one place. In other, everyone agrees if he had a Chatzi Kazait when he was a regular person, another Chatzi Zait when he was, like, Balamechad, right? When he was actually king, well, they wouldn't combine because there's two different Korbanot. But in this situation, potentially, the Chatzi Zayit he had with his regular person before his reign and after his reign could combine. The problem is, he's got a Chiyuv Korban that came up in the middle. By the time he had a full Kazayit, which is not enough to combine together, maybe that splits and breaks up the two Kazayis on either side of his reign. Okay, so that's the question. I'll read it inside because it's a beautiful question. It says, but first, Koloma. In other words, Kulam talks about the bubbling. He says Yerushalmi got different gears, and this is what we have is correct. So it's Kulam Mitzdarfi. If it's clear, it's not Mitzdarif, but it normally, under normal circumstances, would be Chayiv Korban. Mishnit mana al chet shekodamin mana. It doesn't matter. That's afilachi modeli inyan siruf she'enu mitzdarif chatzi zayit shachal mishnit mana im chatzi zayit shachal kishu yod. Everyone agrees. The chatzi zayit before he was a king and after his coronation, the chatzi zayit after, they don't combine. However, Ella, im aya ochel od chatzi zayit mishnit mana as mishnit mana as ya mitzdarif lekorban acher shenishtana achshav litchayev bo. So therefore, the question is as follows: the question, the two kezayit on either side of his reign, do they combine? Or Dilma, no. Since that chatzi zayit he ate during his reign, the Ensa'i one, Lo alarishon v'lo ashlishi. It doesn't combine with the first or the third. Lezeh achol mishnit mama v'otor achlan kishu ediot. V'kevan shebachiyuv korban acher leemtzai shebentayim mafsiku. It seems that normally would create a chiyuv korban for everybody else. I think it's what it's saying. It's an acher, if I read it correctly. Maybe that therefore it's mafsik. It creates a break now between the two chatzi zaitz on either side. Okay. Therefore, the two kazaites on the other side is trying to combine. So it's a beautiful question. In other words, when you say it doesn't combine, is it like kamisha eino? It's if it's not there, right? Again, the two kazaites that he had on the before his reign and when he became king. Do we say that it's just not mitzdarf? It's a kamisha eino, and therefore, okay, fine. He had a chatzik kazait before his reign, a chatzik kazait after his reign, and therefore he can bring a korban. Or do we say no? It is mitzdarf. For anybody else, the two kasid zayit, the helim echad, one after the other, would normally mitzdarf to mechayiv a korban. It's just in this situation we can't mechayiv a korban because two kasid, chatzik kasid, are on either side of the. They relate to a different type of korban he would have brought as a head yod or a king. So because of that, since he's actually eaten a kasid's worth, it now breaks. It makes a hefsek, if you like, between the chatzik zayit before and after the reign. That's the question. I think it's a beautiful question. Anyway, so the Gemara says Nishmini Milhada. We can learn from the following case. So these are just wonderful questions, one after the other. Hayulafanaf Shlosha. He had a regular person. He had three kazaisim. He had the first one. Again, by mistake, the shogeg. V'lonit vadalo sheni. Now forget shlishi. Take the word shlishi out. V'lonit vadalo sheni balono rishon. So what happened was he had a kazais. And the same he'elem, meaning the same period of forgetfulness, without any knowledge, he had another kazais. Then, so he's had two kazaisim, be'elem echad. Then he learns about, he discovers the fact of his first kazait he made a mistake with. Okay, so there's a chiyuv korban, yeah? Okay. Nidvalo al, but he didn't know about the second kazais. Then he had another shlishi, a third kazait after, be'elem osholsheni. Okay? And then he had a third kazait after in the same period of forgetfulness as the second. Okay? So what's the din there? And then he learned about everything. So I'll go through it again. Kazait number one, he didn't know about it. Kazait number two, all Be'elem Echad. Then he learns about kazait number one. So Chiyuv Korban, yeah? But he's still Be'elem of the kazait number two. Then he's already learned about kazait number one. But still, he's in a pure forgetfulness regarding number two. And when he eats korban, the kazais number three, and learns about two and three. Okay? What's the din there? You've got a machloket. Again, it's beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan says, chayv al rishon. The first one is clearly chayv about because he learned about it. Even though, but you know, it was a kazais, he learned about his chayv. Despite the fact it was, if you like, behelam echad. Now, the reason for that is it's really important to say this because the idea already, oh, sorry, let me say one more thing in a minute. But then he's also chayiv on the sheni and patur on shlishi. He brings a korban to the second one, but because that was the same he'elem and the idea as a third, well, that one korban can cover both. Okay? Korban for one, and then korban for two and three. That's his opinion. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, no. Sheni ledato adavar talui. He says, absolutely not. The sheni is dependent on him. Ratzai kaper lo ala rishon, ratzai bikaper lo shlishi. Now, this is beautiful. In other words, Reb Yochanan understands as soon as he learned about just the idea, he learned about the first kazait he ate, that idea is already mechalek. It already splits it apart, the idea. It's now, even though it was done behelem echad with a sheni, as soon as he has the idea of the one, he hasn't brought a korban yet, that's already mechalek, the first kazait stands aside. That's why it's chayv on the first. The sheni and shlishi is a separate idea, it brings a korban on the two. That's Reb Yochanan. Reb Yossi says the idea is mechalek. He hasn't brought korbanot yet. What beautiful is now, the sheni was in the same period of forgetfulness as the first one, and the same period of forgetfulness as the third one. So the sheni can be mechaper with either one, the first or the third kazais. Because the idea, just the idea alone, wasn't mechalek. Because it was still, if you like, the korban hasn't been brought yet, it was just the idea. The korban hasn't been set aside yet, it was just the idea. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the idea alone doesn't mechalek. So therefore, this second, since the second kazayit was done by the same he'elem, the same period of forgetfulness as the first kazayit, and also the same period of forgetfulness as the third, but one of three weren't. Therefore, this he can choose. It's talui b'da'at of the baal Which Korban he wants the second Gezaitim Mechaper with, the first or the third? That's opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Beautiful Machlok Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yossi. By the way, we haven't really explained the Shmini Mehadi yet. But before we do that, the Gemara says, Chavraya Madami La La'abah Chatzizaitiv. Now this, the Chavraya explained, this is like another case of four Chatzizaits the person had. Now the four Chatzizait, I'll just show you here. Now, just show you, this is what the Chavraya says as follows. Arba Chatzizaisin. This is, in other words, this din of Tziruf for being Tamli Badar of the Baal. The Pnei Moshe says, Kugon, Shachi Chatzizait, Hasheni Be'elem Achad, Im Chatzizait HaRishon. So one and two are the same Helem. V'nodah lo Chatzizait HaRishon, v'lo na Sheni. So again, he had a Chatzizait, the four Chatzizait he had. The first one he had, same Helem as the second Chatzizait. But then he learned about the first. Okay. Chatzizait, that is. Then let's continue. The Chazav Achani had the third Chatzizait, the same Helem as the second Helem. And then what? He learned about the second Gezait. V'lo nadala. Then he had the fourth Chatzizait, Shlishi, and then learned about them all. So let's explain it again. Effectively, four Chatzizait have been eaten. And he learned about them all at different timing. But the point is, which ones were the same Helem? I mean, the same period of forget nexus, meaning they can potentially combine. One and two, two and three, and three and four. That's the case. Okay? One and two, two and three, and three and four. So therefore, look at what the Gemara says. If he's clever, im pikeach, then he'll only have to bring one korban. V'im lav, if not, he'll have to bring two korbanot. What do you mean if he's clever, he'll only bring one korban? If he's not clever, he has to bring two korbanot. Hey, chia vide house though. If he brings for the first two because they were the same Helen, well, that's one korban. Now he'll have to bring for three and four, which is also the same Helen, right? So two and one and two, three and four. That's two korbanot. Valsheni, in other words, arishon v'sheni echad. Valshlishi v'aravi would also be echad. Yafeh. Now this whole section, Rabbi Yossi until Acher, about five lines, take it out because it's repeated further down. Pnei Moshe says take it out. So let's drop down a bit. If, however, he brings it on the middle two that were Behelem Achad, these middle two, there, which is there, two and three, which was also same El Achad, he's brought a korban beautifully on that, and one and four on the Chatzizait. So you wouldn't have to bring a korban on one and four. So in other words, that's again something that's patuloi badat, if you like, of the Baal. So if he's clever, he'll learn everyone korban. If he's not, then it'll be two korbanot. Okay, that's how it's midamila. Now we're really still in suspense here. We're sort of mid sugya, but I think we're going over the daf. We'll have to, I think, pick it up from here, because Rabbi Yossi is now beginning midamila something else. But yeah, it's an enjoyable sugya. Don't ask too many questions just yet, because there's still too many balls in the
And
air.
this achidat of shtei chetzi kazesim,
Yeah.
this can be over a lifetime at
Has
age
to be
20
during
or
a Helem.
older?
A Helem Echad means one period of forgetfulness. He has to not be aware of the mistake he made. So I'm not sure. I think it'd be a long period of time. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful
There,
sugya.
Kaltuf.